the record. Thank you for your support.
This is CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and all over the web at cfrc.ca. My name is Grim. This is A Working Knowledge, where I'm going to play you a mix of alternative and indie and experimental and maybe some noise, maybe some more folk rock direction. We're just going to sort of drift along this evening. I'm here every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m., so thanks very much for joining me tonight. And again, if you are new to the radio station CFRC, checking out our site is a great way to fill in those blanks about what we're all about, what other programs are available, and also lots of information for arts and other entertainments going around town, and information about the station as well. If you're looking to book space, if you're looking to join, all we are a big tent and all are welcome. I'm going to begin tonight with some Wilco, and then let's just see what other pastures we meander into.
Trying to break your heart, I and trying to break your heart. You still are the lion if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart. Thank you. sadness is it. But you don't miss it, man. You got it all like a memory. Now it's living under your skin. Love's the key to the games that we play. But don't mind. But you don't mind moving. It's the door in the dark, the way. It's the key in the dark for the spark. Love's the gate all the way the same.
Taken by the sound of my own voice and the voices in my head. I can't help it if I fall in love with you again. I'm calling just to let you know it dawned on me. Every night is a test to the east from the west. The sun rises and sets. That's the sun at its best. I forget that I know. I regret letting you go. Sometimes I can't believe how dark it can be. If I fall in love with you again, I'm calling just to let you know it dawned on me. It dawned on me. It dawned on me. So on and so forth, and again I will stop to begin at the end. I can't help it if I fall in love with you again. I'm calling just to let you know it dawned on me. If I fall in love with you again, I'm calling just to let you know it dawned on me. I tell your dad, get off my back. Tell him what we said about painting black. Rock and roll is here to stay.
It seems as if lately that every time I put a playlist on random, it would throw in Neil Young's Cortez the Killer. So I thought it best to sort of expunge these urges and get it out into the universe. Kind of like if you wake up with a song in your head, you're supposed to sing it out loud to purge it. But this is my version of that for you. So Cortez the Killer from Neil Young and Crazy Horse, taken from the, I think it was 1991, my goodness, was it that long ago? Live album Weld. Just a tremendously good live album and a tremendously good Neil Young album if you're in the mood for some Neil Young. And also, I guess we should let you know who and what you're listening to here. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Grim, and this is my program, A Working Knowledge, where I'm here every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. So we're at the midpoint. We're at the peak, and it's all downhill from here. Right before Neil Young, we heard For Some Drive-By Truckers, again, a song which has been kind of bouncing around my head for a while, called Outfit. Originally showed up on their 2003 album, Decoration Day. It was written by Jason Isbell, who's, left the band and then went on to equal heights on his own right. But Decoration Day is the first album to feature Jason Isbell on guitar, and that was one of his, the songs that he wrote, one of the earliest songs that he wrote for Drive-By Truckers, and it's just stunning in its, four minutes of concision there. Just tremendous. And also in that set, we heard a beautiful cover of Big Stars 13 by a trio, by Hooray for the Riff Raff, Bedouin, and Waxahachie. Came out in 2020, slipped by me. I just rediscovered it a couple of years ago, and it shows up on every playlist I think I have now. I just am absolutely besotted with that song and the three voices. Could not ask for more. Courtney Barnett was in that set as well, not part of the trio, but in that set. And she was covering some Wilco. So I thought, I started the day with some Wilco, and I thought I'd throw one more cover in. She does Dawned on Me, a really lovely version of it as well. She has a new album coming out. I think it's out now, or it's about to drop. So let's look for that. War on Drugs gave us Lost in the Dream from their 2014 album of the same name. And then Wilco did start things off with I Am Trying to Break Your Heart here on A Working Knowledge tonight. One of the things I picked up just a week or so ago was a reissue of Patti Smith's debut studio album, Horses. It's this 50th anniversary, and she's still touring. You can follow her online. She's got she posts quite regularly. She's currently in Paris touring around. It's a reissue, 2 LP set now. It's the original album remastered directly from the original master tapes, and then some previously unreleased outtakes and rarities, including Patti Smith's 1975 RCA audition tape. Clearly, if you're a Patti Smith fan, you will probably want to pick this up. I am, and I did, and I am not disappointed. It's really fine. Great addition to have. And I was chatting to a friend about this, about Patti Smith, and he confessed that he gave it a listen, and he was like, so how is this called punk? Like, how does it fit in into the, it doesn't sound like punk, is what his point was. And I will absolutely agree with him if your idea of punk is sort of rudimentarily played, maybe 3 minute, you know, punk songs. And this isn't that at all, but it is punk in the sense of giving a glimpse and giving a real taste of what, not even punk, but more of the post-punk was going to be, but taking some of the ideas and temperatures of punk and then turning it into something else. So from the cover of the famous androgynous cover to the lyrical content and to the playing within it, to my mind, it sounds a lot more similar to some of the work that Richard Hell and Television were doing at the same time. And that's not a mistake either, because Patti Smith hung out with them. She went to CBGB's and saw them. They saw her. All of those things were taking place. In fact, Patti Smith wrote the first press release for Television in June 74 for the Soho Weekly News. So when you listen to someone like Richard Hell and his lyrical delivery, his whole delivery, it begins to make a lot more sense. And clearly, at the time, Patti Smith, Richard Hell, Television, a lot of the CBGB's scene was new. And no, it wasn't punk, but it had that energy of punk and was still pushing forward and finding new ground to cover. And it clearly wasn't like what was being played on the radio in North America, at the very least. So I think we're going to start this next set off with some Patti Smith from Horses. This is her cover of Them and Gloria.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. Here she comes, walking down the street. Here she comes, coming through my door.
great generation, and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
I should have known you leave before I go insane. Never take me in your arms, you never have nothing less to say. You walk around looking mean and evil each and every day. You even get fighting mad whenever I call your name. It's a pity and a shame, baby, you'll never change. Oh, you'll never change. Never, never.
Well, thanks for joining me tonight on Working Knowledge. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. Take care of yourselves. Maybe I'll see you at a gig out there. Cheers.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so, too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producer of this year's CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
Skin Fusion at 165.